Again, the top of the Gemara, the Rama Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that Yomru Meir Shachav, they're going to say that Meir died, his Rabbi died. Yehuda Kois, that was the Maaseh before, that when Rabbi Meir was Nifta, so Rabbi Yehuda told his Tamidim, don't let any of the Tamidim Rabbi Meir come into my Beis Medrash. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda was angry, why Sumchis came in. And now Rabbi Yossi is saying that Yossi Shosik, if I'm going to be quiet, Torah Ma'atei Oleh, what's going to be with the Torah? In other words, I have something to say, let me say it, like he's going to answer now the question. That Amar Rabbi Yossi, L'nitzrecha, we only need it. In other words, the question was, why in our Mishnah does it say a Nazir can't touch a mace? And then it says he can't touch a Kazayis min a mace. So the question was, that's extra. Once you say a Nazir, if he touches even a Kazayis min a mace, that he's Megaleach, that he's Saisam, so Pshit, if he touches the whole mace, like what does the Mishnah have to say both cases, if a Nazir touches a mace or a Kazayis min a mace? So Rabbi Yossi comes to answer that when it says a mace, it means a Chiddush, a special case. So he says, Lo nitzachu elu lemeis, shein alof Kazayis basar. Talking about you have the mace, that disintegrated already, and there's not even a Kazayis basar left on the mace, there's only like the skeleton of the mace. So in such a case, it's a chiddush that if a nazir touches, or it's in the oil, or a masa, that the nazir is tameh and he's megaleach. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. A mace means that there's a mace there, true, it's a whole mace, but there's not even a kazayis basar flesh left on him. And then the Mishnah says another chiddush, yes. Then the Mishnah says another chiddush, that if you have the kazayis of the basar, that's also metam. So Piyadayin's like the Gemara, Yoimer Aleivim Mimenu Megaleich. You still ask the question. Now, the Chura, what's the Chiddush now if you have a whole mace here that there's no Basar? For the Gemara, it's not worse than a Neivim Mimenu Megaleich. Is Akula Lekoshrein? Isn't it for sure Akula also should be Metama? Now, that's the next part of the Mishnah. That if you have an Eva Min HaMace, an Eva Min HaMace is also Metama. An Eva means a limb, even though it doesn't have the Kazayas Basar on it. Abi, it's a limb, it's Metame. So madach a limb, one limb, even though it doesn't have the kazayis basar, it's metama. So pshit, if you have the whole mace there, there are a lot of limbs there. Even though there's not a kazayis basar, still it should be metama. So still the kasher, what's the chiddush of a mace? And then it says the kazayis min a mace. So Gemara says ela kediyamer Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah answers that lo nitzurcho elo lenefil. We're talking about the chiddush here is of a nefil, a premature baby. That the baby was so young yet that the gidim, the veins, did not come to form yet. So the limbs don't have veins with them. That's what Yechon says, Pshan the Mishnah in Oilis. And here also, Hochinami b'nefel shleniskashru evoru begidim. We're talking about here right now, that's a nefel. Now this nefel, true, it's a mace sholem, but this nefel does not have its veins. The veins were not formed yet. So Mel, that's not called a nefel. For an Eva to have Tumas Eva, you have to have at least that there's Basar, a little bit Basar, Gidim and Atzomas. You have to have Gidim, you have to have veins with the Basar. So here, since there are no veins to this body yet, it would not have a Tumah, Machmas the Eva. So therefore, the Tumah only comes, Machmas the whole Mace. Since it's a Mace Sholem here, that still has a Tumas oil. Has all the Tumas you have. Rav says, "L'nitzuchel l'roiv binyonoi, l'roiv minyonoi, shein ben roiv atzomis." Rav says the chiddush of a meis sholem here means the case of the bones itself. We are touching like true. You don't have basar on it. You only have the bones. But the chiddush is like this: l'roiv binyonoi, l'roiv minyonoi, shein ben roiv atzomis. There's not even a roiv of the calf of atzomis. In other words, the Mishnah says, the Chiddush of Yal Mishnah, that Atzomus is Metama, so we know, Elohim is, if you touch an Etzem, even Kisera, small bone, it's Metama you. But that's only if you touch it. What about Tumas Mas, oil? Let's say you bring the bone into a house, Stama, small bone, does not have Tumas oil. In order to have Tumas oil, usually you have to have at least a Revias of Kav. You have to have a Revias of Kav worth of Atzomus. That's how much bones you have to have in the room to give a tumas oil. Now, in our Mishnah says the Chiddush that by a nazir, when is a nazir megaleach, davka al chatzi kav atzomis. It's not enough a revias akav. You have to have a chatzi kav atzomis. That's halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. That if you have the bones of a mace in the room, so the nazir doesn't have his metamei because it's not worse than anybody else, but he doesn't have the special halacha that a nazir is megaleach. the Nazirat like becomes Tamei and Saiser is Naziris only if there's a Chatzi Kab of Atzomers worth in the room. Then we said that this Tumas Oil is Saiser the Din Naziris. So we have less than a Chatzi Kab, it's not Saiser is Naziris. Now the ratio of the Mishnah, it says a Mace, the Taka doesn't mean a Mace Sholem, but it means if you have Roiv Din Yonai. That means you have the amount of bones, Roiv Binyan of the thing.
Yeah.
So that's the Chiddush over here. El Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyanai. That if you have the Roiv Binyan of the bones of the Mace. Binyan means like the structure of the whole Mace. So here we have Roiv Binyan or Roiv Minyosh. Or Roiv Minyanai, that's Metame. So Roiv Binyan means the Binyan. Like the height of the body, if you have rove of the bones that makes up rove of the height of the body, even though these bones by itself is not a chatzi yakav, still that's the chiddush. It has tumas oil. And who adin rove minyonoi? Even if you take the smaller bones of the body, but you have rove of the amount of numbers of body of bones you have in the body, that's also matama bioil. That's the chiddush of the reisha. Al hames means you have the bones of the mace less than a chatzi yakav. But our core point is that amount of bone to see the roiv binyonoi or roiv minyonoi, that's enough to metama nazir to be sized to his halachas. And then the next Mishnah says, al kezayis min ames, that means if you have a kezayis basar, that's the chiddush of kezayis basar. But the chiddush of a race, al ames, doesn't mean as the basar, means as the atzomis. Then the Mishnah says, al kezayis mace, al kezayis nitzel. If there's a kezayis nitzel of the mace, that also has tumah for a nazir. For the Gemara of Yezeil Nitzel, what's called Nitzel? That means Bosar HaMeis. Nitzel means the liquid that came out of the mace. The liquid that the body itself, the meat itself, melted down, and the juice that comes out of the body, that's called Nitzel. So if you have the kezayis of that, there's tumah HaMeis. If you touch it, you carry it, or be oil. So now, Nitzel is Bosar HaMeis Shekorosh. Either that the meat itself got gelled up, or else Umoyel Shosiach. It also means the juice that came out that you could heat up and give off bubbles. So Gemara says, "Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me the lo yadin and didideihu, like this juice that you find outside the mace, if you want to tell me we have a doubt, like maybe it didn't come out from the meat, the flesh of the mace? If so, if you have a doubt where it came from, ki korosh mehevei, even if this juice gels up, so what? Who says it came from the mace? Maybe it comes from someplace else? So what's the difference you're telling me now that this juice that gelled up has the tumah? Eli, you want to tell me, the yadinon, the didehu, yes, we know that this juice came out of the mace. This is the liquid that came out of the mace. So if so, afagav the loikorish. The loch of nitzel is the liquid that comes out of the mace. So what does the Mishnah have to say? What do we say now? Korash, it means it gelled up. What do you have to have the liquid to gel up for? Even if the liquid would be in its pure form liquid, it also has this tumas of a mace. That's called nitzel. A kezayis of the liquid that comes out of the mace also has tumas mace on it. Somerab yirmiyah b'stam. I'll tell you, we're talking about now that this liquid that comes out is stam liquid that you find right outside the mace. So you have a doubt now, really, where did it come from? The doubt is, did it come from the flesh itself or the liquid inside it? Or maybe it came from the kichay v'neya. That means from the spit or it comes out of the nose. Maybe that's where it came from. And if it only came from that, that does not have tumas ames. Stam from its spit or from its nose, that doesn't have tumas ames. The tumas ames has to be the liquid came, like from the body itself. Either the flesh itself started to melt down, had to come from the body. So therefore, this liquid that came out of the mace now is stam. So we have a doubt now, really, what part of the mace did it come from? So therefore, we say like this. E-Korish, if you tell me that this liquid gels up soon, Noyelu, that's talking of the liquid that came out from the mace and has tumas mace on it. But Loikorish, in the case that this liquid does not gel up, then we say, Dilma Keicha v'neyehu, maybe it was only his course, the spit or the nose that ran, that doesn't have tumas mace. So therefore, Taika, we have a suffix, where does this liquid come from? So then we say, if it gels up, that's the proof that really came from the mace itself. And the same thing would be if you cook it up also. The same thing. That the taste be said, V'chei moyel shasiach, moyel hayotze min ames v'sichoy v'or v'hela v'sichoys, hayno nitzel k'zayas tamer b'yoyl. And the liquid, if you cook it up, and it gives off bubbles, it can start bubbling up, that's the proof that the liquid came from the mace itself. But if it did not come from the mace itself, just a keich of an ayoy, that would not be able to bubble up. So therefore, that's also proof to say that this liquid came from the mace itself. Now, boy minay Abaye mirabba. Abaye has the shala from Rabba. Yesh nitzel lebehema or yeh nitzel lebehema. Nothing to do with hilchas naziris. Stam, we know there's a tumas of a nevela, a behema that dies. So the boser is a nevela. It's a matama person. If somebody touches a nevela, he becomes tamei. Inshallah, what about if you have the juice of the animal? Not the flesh, not the basar, but yesh nitzel. Let's say the meat melted down, and you have liquid now coming out of the dead nevela. So, does that have tumor or not? If somebody touches it, isn't that called nevela? It's matami, you or not? Like Tosfos says, kizayis min ha-nevela shenirkav mielav, v'nimuach. The meat itself started to rot away and started to melt. Mi matama b'maga b'masa. We're not talking about a nazir. If a nazir touches a nevela, it's not soyser as naziris. It's only a tumas mace of an adam that soyser naziris. See, the question is, Tom, if you have this liquid that came out of the behemoth itself, and a man touches it, is he tumay or not? Mi armina do we say, gemira nitzel diosim miyodam, that is a loch in the Mishnah that nitzel is tumay, that only if it comes out from an adam, from a dead adam. Ah, well, the yosim of the hemaloi, if it comes out of the nevela, a dead animal, there's no chiddush. Or do maloishna, maybe there's no difference. Even the liquid that comes out from a dead animal also has the tumak in nevela. That if somebody touches it, it's matama the yodam. It's going to sound like this. Honi chalaman diyama tumachamura adlager vitumachala adlakelef. Shapir. That is a machloikis, that when something's tummy, tumachamura pasha means a tumas nevela. Of an animal that's metamen odom b'maga b'masa. So now the shaila was, when an animal dies, how long is his bosa still fit to have tuma on it? So one man yama says adlegir, that it has to be fit in order for a person to eat it. Now it has to be roi lachilas odom. V'tuma kala, ma'ashegen other tumas, that are kala, that are simple than that. So he said, Ratoy says, Pirushar oichlin, sheine metame melekebeitza, lishar oichlin, other, not a nevela, but other oichl, that's makabu tumma, that's called a tumma kala, it's an easier tumma. Over there we say, adle keluf, that there the tumma stays on you until it's not edible, even for a dog. So then shapir. Shapir means that there'll be no question over here. Because that you say tumas nevela, according to this mandiyama, is only kol zaman the meat is still fit to be eaten. Lager means that a ger, then it would not let eat nevela. But a ger that's not eaten nevela doesn't mean a ger teshuv. It means a ger that wasn't a kabba mitzvah yet. That if we give it to a ger, so if he could still eat it, it still has the tumas nevela on it. So according to this shita, that when it's not fit to be eaten by a man, it's only fit to be eaten by a kelev. There's no more tumor on it, so there's nothing to talk about. Because all nitzel is not fit to be eaten anymore. So pshita nitzel will not have tumor from a nevela. But elolaman the yoma, but according to the other man the yoma that holds, tumor chamura ad lekelef, he holds no. Even the tumor chamura, strong tumor, like the tumor of a nevela, when an animal dies, we say its body, it has tumas nevela on it, so the tumor remains in the meat as long as it's still edible by a dog. Even though it gets so rotten, it's so terrible now, it's a few days old already, that's rotten away, that a man would not eat it. But as long as a dog would still eat it, he holds the tumas nevela still stays on it. If somebody touches it, it's still matama the person. So according to this shita, ma'ik le'meima, what's going to be the locha? In other words, this nitzel comes from the meat that starts to rot away, and it gets so rotten that it starts to become into liquid, it starts to dissolve, it comes into liquid. So that liquid is not fit for nodam teat. So, but it's fit for a dog teat. So that's the shal, according to this man, the yama, that holds as long as it's fit for a dog, it could still have its tumor. Maybe it's only when it's still in the stage of meat, but when it comes into liquid form, it loses its tumor. Or maybe no, maybe even though it changed into liquid, maybe yesh nitzel lebehema. That's the shayla. So this the Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Note in the Tosefta that says, Hamchu bior. If you melt down this meat, or the fat of an animal, in fire, is tamei. So what melts down is still tamei. If you melt down the fat, so now you have it in liquid form, that fat that still has tumas nevela on it. But the chamator, if you only let it stay in the sun, and the sun baked down upon the fat of the animal that made the fat melt down, then it's tor. So Tosis says the chametor, tikeshenimuach bechamer, when it melts down in the sun, humasriach, it rots away mi'chayim Hashem from the heat of the sun. V'yenerer lachilas adam, it's not fit for man to eat it anymore. V'lakachu tor, therefore it's tor. It's not fit for a man to eat it. Now the question is, v'yisagotar techach lekelev. If you tell me now that tuma chamura applies, and the tumas nevel applies, he calls a man a dog, it's deleted. Even though it comes to a stage, it's so rotten away that a man would not eat it anymore. But as long as a dog would still eat it, you want to tell me it still has tumas nevelom? If so, here, afilu b'chamanami, even if you melt down the fat of the nevela, of the animal, you melt it down in the sun, so what? Why does the tumah go off it? The habaminer is, it's still fit for a dog to eat it. The only thing that's wrong then is that it changed from a solid into a liquid. So here you have a proof here, there's no tumas nitzah by a behema. That once the meat or the fat turns into liquid, there's no more tumah by an avela. So here you have a proof here, there's no tumas nitzah by an avela. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says, could be there's no proof from here. I tell you, eima mamchilei bosa di asruach v'chama. When the sun starts to melt down upon this fat, it doesn't melt away right away. First, what the sun does is it makes it stink, it makes it get rotten so much. First, it's masriach. Now, kivin the asrich, heavenly offerim. And when it gets so disgusting, like rats away, it becomes like offer. So the kids, even before it changes over into liquid form, it cannot not fit even for kelev to eat it. So that's why here it's worse. As if you let it rot away in the sun rots it away so much that even before it changes over into liquid form, it becomes like offal, like dirt. It's not even fit for a dog to eat it. So that's why here it has no tumas nitzel. But maybe in a case where it changes over to liquid form before it gets so rotten away, where a dog would still eat it, maybe then it would have tumas nevela. So from here you have no proof. Tonight we learned like this. So kids of the world is not pushing the shayla if you have a tumas nitzah by a behema or not. Tanan, we learned another halacha, Mishnah Machshirin, kol ha-nitzik tohor. Any tarvet nitzik is tohor, it's not called a chibur. Nitzik means when you're pouring something. Let's say on the bottom here you have a dish of tamedika food. The food's tamay, and you have a glass, now you're pouring water. And there's a straight flow from the water, the big pitcher of water on top, or a pitcher of wine, you're pouring down into this food. And there's really, it's touching. The food now is connected to the top pitcher of wine, because you're flowing, pouring over the wine, so there's a straight flow from the pitcher down to the eichel. So one svar would be is that the pitcher on top becomes tamei, because there's like an attachment between the bottom food and the top. So that we say no. Kol ha-nitzik tor. If it's only called attached, through nitzik, through pouring something, that's not called a chibur. We don't look as if the bottom is called attached to the top. We look as if the top is still a body by itself. And the top wine is not called touching the bottom food. Only the wine that mamish comes into the food, then it becomes tummy. But the top flow is not called a chibur, it's not called attached. Chutz, excluding, midvash hatzifim fiatzviches. That's like thick type of honey. Thick type of honey, since it's thick already, then we consider it a chibur, it's called attached. It's called like one body, when you start pouring off this thick honey, then we say when the bottom honey touches the dove tum in the bottom, it's called the connection all the way up to the top jar of honey, and all the honey in the jar is also tummy. That's called chutz midvash hatzifim yatzviches. That's thick honey, Tosis says. Shu'av yoysim idai. It's very, very thick.